I've been in a Baptist church where the Sunday school teacher literally said that the church was really corrupt around the time of the Reformation to the point where many of the popes weren't even saved. And my mom, who did, you know, she didn't believe in, she didn't want to like speak up or anything. She's not the type that just, you know, is constantly piping up or something. You know, she's keeping silent in the church and everything. But she felt compelled to stand up and say, are you saying that there ever was a pope that was saved? And she said, or the teacher said, well, yeah, of course. And he said, I think the pope we have right now, He said, I think the pope we have right now is saved. Referring to John Paul II, who's roasting in hell right now. John Paul is in hell! Oh, how dare you say it? He's right there with Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And you know what? You say, well, I'm offended. I'm leaving. Well, then go back to the mother whore Catholic Church.
Yeah.
That's drunken with the blood of the saints and drunken with the martyrs of Jesus.
Amen.
That has murdered and killed and tortured true believers.
Yeah.
And heretics and Jews and everybody else. Yeah, all the blood that's shed on the earth of all kinds of people, but including biblical Christians, and you have the gall to get offended when I tell you that the leader of this cult is in hell today. He's burning.
Yeah.
Oh, those who were burned at the stake, they may have only suffered for a few minutes or a few hours, but John Paul will roast in hell for all eternity with every last Catholic pope before him, all of them.
Yeah.
Every bishop of that damnable, wicked Church of Rome is in hell, in the lowest hell, and will be for all eternity.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And we need some preaching against the Roman Catholic Church today.
Yeah.
You know, it's wicked. They're murderous, hands dripping with blood. Dark places filled with pedophilia and sick filth of homosexuality. These monasteries are like a queer bathhouse.
Yeah.
And somebody needs to point out this horrible dragging of the name of our Savior in the mud for the last 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Making excuses for it. Acting like it's not that bad. It's wicked.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with Christianity. It's a pagan, hocus-pocus, chanting, work your way to heaven, build us a tower that we may reach unto heaven religion. I have nothing to do with anything of that harlot, the Roman Catholic Church. Filthier than any literal whore who has ever walked down the streets of a downtown area.